believe we came from nothing. No, I'm not a Christian.
No, that's the complete opposite. What do you believe?
Oh, what did God create the universe out of? The answer is nothing, by the way.
Oh.
Nothing. So, okay, yep. What do you want to talk about next?
God damn.
That guy was waiting for like 20 minutes, too. He spent all that time waiting just to have everything he believes in just blow up in his face. Oh, man. If you're like my guest and you can't read either, I do have good news. I created audiobooks of both my books available on my Shopify store.
I was wondering if you could explain to me how complex life in the we'll call it in the beginning, right? Like how DNA was formed specifically.
How DNA was formed?
Isn't that a premise of evolution that evolved out of RNA?
Well, we don't know precisely. There are different ideas. RNA world hypothesis says, I haven't read very much about it, but it says something to the effect of RNA molecules, which we know can just form in nature without living things. They can form, and RNA has the ability to, RNA can be autocatalytic. It can create enzymes out of itself that accelerate the formation of new RNA molecules. And so that could have built the first DNA molecules. But there are some scientists who think, no, probably metabolism formed first, which is just the process that our cells use to take carbohydrate molecules.
I know what metabolism is.
And, well, but I'm trying to be specific.
I know what it is.
Carbohydrate molecules and break them down and extract usable energy. And then the energy carrier molecules from that go on to do things. And so some scientists think, well, maybe the metabolism came first and the metabolism built up the nucleotides. So those are some of the different ideas we don't really know yet. But we have, despite not knowing how it happened, we have pretty excellent evidence that life has a purely natural, organic origin here on Earth.
I mean, we've been spouting that theory since, what, the 60s or early 70s, right? And they still have not been able to replicate the environment or the conditions that do lead from simple amino acids or nucleotides to RNA. They have not replicated that. But we're able to build universes.
Nucleic acids aren't made from amino acids. I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you explain that though?
Nucleic acids are the equivalent of what an amino acid is, just in a completely different molecular family. So living things are primarily made of nucleic acids. I guess nucleotides would be the equivalent of an amino acids, but they're made of nucleic acids like DNA, RNA, proteins, which are made of amino acids. Lipids, which can be made of like fatty acids, triglycerides. There's a whole bunch of those. And then carbohydrates, which are made of simple sugars.
Yep. Steroids, you forgot steroids, right? A couple different ones, right? But we have not been able to replicate
steroids are a type environment. Steroids are a type of lipid. I didn't forget anything.
We've not been able to replicate the conditions or the environment that would make the rise of RNA. It was RNA first that led to this the creation.
Yeah, not really. We haven't created life, but we've been able to look at steps that would happen in there, like achieving, you know, autocatalysis for a brief period of time, for example, and we've accomplished those things. But the evidence overwhelmingly, even though we don't know how it first happened, the evidence overwhelmingly, I already said this, points to life having a simple naturalistic origin. Yeah, like all life on the planet fundamentally having... Do you want me to answer?
There's a lag. I apologize. So, like, we're talking over... I try to give space, but my bad. Go ahead.
No worries. So, for example, all life on the planet having the exact same fundamental metabolism and hereditary molecule. There's overwhelming evidence that life has a singular origin.
Can you... My bad. Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that? My... have bad reception.
The fact that all life on the planet has exactly the same fundamental metabolic chemistry and hereditary chemistry.
So you think that points to a single evolutionary origin?
Yes, because we can imagine, I mean, we wouldn't know what they would be, but it's not hard for me to imagine that life somewhere else in the universe, if it exists, it's not going to use exactly the same molecules like we have on here on Earth. It's not going to have DNA. Like, it's going to be made of the same atoms, probably, and the molecules will be similar, but they're not going to be the same molecules. It's not going to be chemically identical to uracil or any other nucleic acid, and the whatever metabolic chemistry it has, it almost certainly won't exactly be the Krebs cycle, for example. So, like, you know how, like, you can't give your cat chicken pox. That's because the virus just isn't compatible with them. So even though all life on the planet is related, there are really finicky things with the genetics and the molecular structure that doesn't let...
Do you know where chicken pox comes from?
Probably chickens. I don't know exactly. Cows. Chicken pox is cowpox? No, I think cowpox is cowpox.
It evolved out of that.
Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But anyways, I'm just using that example because here on life, even though everything is related, the chemistry differs enough at certain levels. If life had multiple disconnected origins, then no living thing would have, you wouldn't be able to transport genes between organisms because their genetics would be just fundamentally completely different. Whereas today, you can transplant the gene from a frog into like a fly and it'll grow fly parts where you put that frog gene, for example. Crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, proximity doesn't really necessarily mean singleness of origin to me. But I go back to my point that I think what you said is that we come from a single evolutionary point. And my idea is that we've not been able to replicate those conditions or the building of those single, we call them RNA strands or whatever, because it was prokaryotic and eukaryotic before anything else, right? So we've not been able to replicate that, but we have been able to build universes.
We can build universes?
I mean, isn't that what CERN is doing?
No.
Are they not? Are they not replicating the origins of the quote-unquote Big Bang Theory?
Trying to mimic certain really extreme conditions on a micro scale is not the same thing as creating universes. If you're going to create a universe, you have to create another universe.
I mean, I was grossly summarizing.
Right.
But essentially what they're doing is they're creating the conditions that that existed at the origin of singularity, meaning the start of the Big Bang, right? I don't know if you have a start of a Big Bang, but you understand the point I'm trying to make there.
Close enough, I'm pretty sure.
So why is that? Because as far as I understand it, the idea is that there was gaseous conditions when the first complex cells arose. There's gaseous conditions, a different environment, And essentially, something like a lightning strike started the
No.
catalyst for the first cre then what started the catalyst for the first creation of complex cells and RNA?
I promise I'm going to answer that, but what you think you're remembering is the setup for the Miller-Urey experiment, and they used they put gases. There was water in there too, but they filled the
Obviously, the
I don't know
worst
what you call that,
most.
the giant flask with gases that mimicked an early Earth atmosphere, water. And then they used lightning and or not lightning, they used electricity, but that was
Was
just
a spark.
something to
It was a spark.
initiate
Stimulate.
chemical, to stimulate chemical reaction, like striking the match, just gives it activation energy essentially. But I don't, maybe back in the 50s people thought maybe that's how it could have happened, but most origin of life researchers that I am aware of think that the leading candidate is probably hydrothermal vents because the conditions there are really excellent. It's water, first of all. There's a huge amount of heat because of the constant pumping of material. It creates like proto cell membranes all the time. And then there's something that has to do with it has. It forms a lot of thin films and barriers, and you get extreme differences in pH across those barriers. Now, I don't remember the science behind why that's important, but that has a huge part to do with part of the process that can build the complexity that can generate cells. But
So hydrothermal vents.
yes.
Do you have an experiment that would lend credence to that idea? Could you look that up for me? Do
I'm
you have a specific one in
sure.
mind?
I like off the top of my head, I can't name you
No, I
one.
mean, can you?
I can just tell you a book.
I can go cheek up.
It's called Transformer by Nick Lane. So just read that book. I read it a few years ago. A lot of it went over my head, but I remember some of it.
Have you read the Case for Christ?
No.
Okay.
By Stephen Meyer.
No, it's Lee Strobel.
I know that name, but couldn't tell you anything about him.
Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting examination of what, like, the origin of life,
So
what it takes for
he
life
thinks
to
Jesus did
exist.
it?
Oh, God.
What's the evidence of that?
I mean, I think he points to the infinite complexity of the universe. You
So,
know,
if the
this is,
universe
there's
were
a.
incredibly simple, would that be evidence that God doesn't exist?
I don't think we would exist if the universe is incredibly simple, right?
Well, I'm
It's
just
not
asking, or
static.
yeah, I'm just asking. So, if the universe was very simple, would that be evidence that God doesn't exist?
No, but it was
Exactly.
a
So,
complex design
whatever
points
this
to a
guy,
creator or a designer.
no, it doesn't, because the exact
It
opposite.
does.
No, you just admitted it, because the exact opposite doesn't count as evidence against the creator, because the creator can do anything. So none of this stuff is evidence. This is all post
Well,
hoc.
do we have
This is
evidence that a
all a
simple universe
post
does
hoc
exist?
rationalization. Oh, well, I can imagine that if a creator like the one I believe in exists, it could have done this. Therefore, we have evidence of it. No, it's not evidence. And it's very clearly not evidence because, again, just ask. If the opposite were true, would that be evidence that the creator doesn't exist? And the answer to that is no. So it's not evidence. It doesn't mean, so like for life being
That's
related,
not even
for example.
that's fallacious. That doesn't even stand
Yes, it is fallacious. I know.
No, your
The
reasoning
claim,
there that the opposite is
no,
not true.
my reasoning is bulletproof. I can
I never said
demonstrate
that it
it.
isn't true. I said that we don't have evidence that a simple universe exists.
I asked you
So
if
that
it
doesn't
would
even.
be I asked you if that would count as evidence against a creator, and you said no. I'll give you a different example. When people
We have no evidence that a simple universe does. What's a simple universe look like?
doesn't form complex structures like the one we live in, like the universe we live in happens to have, for example.
Could one exist like that?
Let me give you a different example.
Could one exist like that?
Yes, it's logically possible. If you can imagine it and there isn't a contradiction, then it's possible. Let me give you a different example, though. Whenever mm-hmm. I talk about the overwhelming evidence that genetics, or the overwhelming fact that genetics is incredibly strong evidence that evolution is true, some people that don't believe in evolution say, well, a designer would make the DNA code be like that between organisms. So it's like, okay, if you're going to claim that that's what a designer would do.
I'm sorry. Could you say that last sentence again?
I'll try to just say pretty much the whole thing. When I say that genetics is overwhelmingly strong evidence of evolution, a lot of evolution deniers that believe in God will say, no, that's evidence of common design. God could have designed, or God would have designed the DNA to be that way. So then what you can do is you can say to them, ask them, whatever. Oh, okay. So if no life on the planet was related at all, then that would be evidence that God doesn't exist. Obviously, the answer to that question is no. Because so that means that in the other case, it's not evidence either. Because if both the claim and its negation both count as evidence, then neither one of them actually is any evidence. Whereas for evolution, if all life on the planet wasn't related, evolution would have been proven false right then and there. Instead, it was proven true.
What did Sagan say? What did Sagan say? We are all star people. We are all star.
We're made of elements that stars create.
Right. We're all stardust. And I think what he was getting there is essentially we're all one thing. There's just an interchanging of molecules, right? So I would point back to Aristotle and his theory in metaphysics, where he talks about the immovable mover. So before we had the idea of the Big Bang theory, do you know what the leading idea of existence was? What we thought was out there?
A static, unchanging, eternal universe.
Correct. And he theorized that he looked around and he saw change, entropy, right? And he concluded that the universe is in a constant state of change, right? And he concluded that essentially there must have been a beginning, and this universe, it was moved into existence by something that is not bound by law, the laws of time and gravity and nature. You know, it exists outside of that. So I would point back to that. I would say that something that created us, I would call it God, would obviously have us all being related.
Yeah, but us being made of star stuff, rocks are made of the same star stuff, but we're not related to rocks. So now we're just saying related means not what it means biologically. You're saying relatedness is just related by composition or the raw materials that were made source.
I think you misunderstand me. I'm saying that we have a responsibility to the rocks, to the planet, to the sea, to the trees, because we are all created by the same thing.
Okay, well, you cannot just go around. That's not what related world, means.
Right? It kind of is.
Well, not biologically.
I understand. So I'm categorizing it differently, right?
Okay, but why are we saying this?
Because we were talking about where we come from as a single origin of species, like whether it be, you know, fish or mammals or birds, or whether it be a different kingdom entirely, plant kingdom or fungi kingdom, we're all related. And I don't think that necessarily like disproves or God, the existence of God.
I don't think it disproves God either, but it certainly proves evolution.
Yeah, and if God exists, the mechanism of evolution could just be a tool that he uses. I don't think God really came here and made the platypus.
That's fine.
Right?
I disagree that we have any good reason to think so. but that's fine with me. If you're going to choose to believe in all the secular evidence of evolution, but then at the same time think that God made it happen, then fine. That's totally okay with me.
What's the Fermi paradox? Do you know what that is?
Why haven't we intercepted transmissions of aliens clapping them booty cheeks? If the universe is infinite and they're out there, then that data has to have had come to us at some point.
Correct.
But it hasn't. I don't really spend any time thinking of the Fermi paradox. You can convince yourself that it's extremely interesting and perhaps terrifying and paradoxical. I mean, it's called a paradox. But I just don't care enough. You know, I'd rather play with my cat than think of the Fermi paradox.
But if the universe is so big, so vast, where's the rest of the life, right? Are we the only ones though?
Yeah, I don't know. And I just
I know
don't
you don't,
care.
But like I'm asking. Oh, well, I think the reason I bring it up is because we're either extremely special or we're not. I think that's the conclusion that we could draw from it. And if we are extremely special, then why is Earth so special? What about it? We're just so lucky to exist during this time where I could talk to you on my iPhone while as we float around space, circling a sun during a time when, you know,
yeah, but
an asteroid hasn't hit us.
Yeah, but just the fact that we exist and we can make observations like that makes it unavoidable and inevitable that we will ask these questions. How did it happen this way? It's like you're assuming that all of this was supposed to happen or something like that.
Not necessarily.
And assuming that it couldn't happen anywhere else. And I think that that's pretty wildly just not true either. I mean, you know, part of the Fermi paradox thing is we've been sending out like our ability to be detected by sending out signals. We've only been doing that for, I mean,
I don't mean to cut you off. Hey, I was just talking to you on my break. Actually, I got to go back to work. I appreciate you having this conversation with me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.